Well, today, December 11th, is the feast day of one of the greatest popes of the early church, Pope Damasus. He lived at the same time of St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Ambrose, St. Basil the Great, St. Gregory the Great. He was of Spanish origin, born in Rome. He never married. He became a deacon under Pope Liberius. And then when Pope Liberius died in the year 366, Damasus was elected pope at age 60. But immediately an anti-pope was elected as well by a renegade crowd. This anti-pope's name was Ursinus, and bloody battles and fights even broke out within Rome, even within basilicas, over who was the true pope, who was the legitimate pope. Of course, it was Damasus, but many others were trying to support the anti-pope. The violence even continued for a number of years within Rome. Eventually, things settled down, and Pope Damasus set to the work of rebuilding and restoring churches, sending out missionaries. He lived a life of simplicity, even in the midst of the great wealth of Rome at the time. He fought against the heresies of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ. He called a second council, the council in the year 381. His secretary was Saint Jerome, the greatest scholar living at the time. And he's the one who commissioned the translation of sacred scripture into the vernacular. He wanted scripture to be in the language of the people. So he had Saint Jerome take the Old Testament Hebrew and the New Testament Greek, and he put this together in what's called the Vulgate, the language of the people. So we owe a huge debt of gratitude to St. Damasus for wanting the sacred scriptures in the language of the people. And this became the official translation of the church, the Vulgate. According to St. Jerome, St. Damasus was very learned in scriptures. He was also called a man illustrious for his holy life and ready to preach and do all things in defense of the apostolic doctrines. And the last thing that St. Damasus was known for was his care of the tombs of the martyrs and the relics of the saints, especially in the catacombs. He had the catacombs drained, opened, and adorned so people could go visit the tombs of the martyrs, the graves of the martyrs. He would write inscriptions over the tombs of the saints, and he took care of the relics. So if you go there today, you can actually visit the catacombs in Rome and see where the early Christians said Mass and where they were buried. Pope Damasus died at the age of 80 in the year 384. He did not want to be buried in the papal court. He felt he was unworthy. He said, "I dare not offend the ashes of these holy ones who are buried there." And so he was buried in a small church with his mother and his sister. So here is a rather, really not a very well-known pope, not a very well-known saint, and yet one who played a major role in giving us the catacombs so we could go to visit the tombs of the martyrs and the graves of and the relics of the saints, but also who commissioned Saint Jerome to give us this inspired account of translation of sacred scripture, which has now been used for the last 1700 years. And so we ask Pope Saint Damasus, pray for us.